Russia.
Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening, Kendall.
Hey, we're changing our record night for this week. We're on Tuesday night, in case that matters.
Exciting Tuesday night.
It is exciting. There's guards in the building and all kinds of stuff.
There are people that we actually had to avoid in order to get in here, but we're here.
I think we should go back to Sundays.
We should go back to Sundays. I was very intimidated by LaShawn, the rotund security guard, who asked me, "What you here for?"
When I met her, I stuck my hand out to shake it.
And
she just looked at it.
She wasn't interested.
She was like Chuck Norris.
Actually, you know what she said when I walked in? She said, "Are you here for the radio show?" And I go, "What a great security officer you are." "Yeah, I am. By the way, can you show me where to put the bomb?"
That's right.
That was a little joke that I told you earlier.
Well, we've had some more time off. I had to go over to Austin this weekend, or last week. I was over in Austin all week, which was interesting.
I love Austin. You know that's where I went to college, right?
Yes. Speaking of which, congratulations.
Oh, we'll get to that in the sports minute.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, the UT Longhorns. They won the national championship.
Well, now sports minute's over.
We've got NFL playoffs going on, so we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Oh. Aren't you excited?
That'll be a monologue is what that'll be.
I join in on your conversations about stuff.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've got some general knowledge. Like, I don't know if you...
What's the nickname of the Denver NFL team?
The nickname of it?
Yeah, like their name. What's their mascot?
They're Broncos,
okay.
Right?
Okay, see, you've got working knowledge.
Oh, sports master.
you know it all.
Sports genius.
What's wrong with your voice?
I told you, I'm special in-studio guest Demi Moore, because Ryan can't be in the studio tonight. No, I lost my voice, not to illness. I lost it at a wedding this weekend that I went to that was a little out of hand.
Are you kidding me? You really did lose it at a wedding.
I lost it after the wedding. I lost it on the streets of downtown Houston. I had it was a beautiful wedding. It was the first Jewish wedding that I had ever been to, and what's great about the like Jewish ceremony is that they have the parents up there and they're under the chuppah, which is a canopy, and like the whole family really gets to like it's a uniting of two families more than it's like in like you know Christian weddings where it's like two people go up there and whatever. So it was a real beautiful wedding, and it was at the Sam Houston Hotel, now the Alden Hotel. And, I mean, these people just went all out for it. The mayor was there.
Really?
The Lanier and his wife was there. And
really?
And old Miss Lanier was wearing the shirt that made her look like a disco ball. So we had her on the dance floor spinning around the entire night. I swear to God, she looked exactly like a walking disco ball.
You just put her in one of those swivel top desk chairs.
You know, leave it to the richest women in Houston to be the tackiest at the wedding. Like,
that's what I like about Houston is the richer you are,
the
trashier you look.
And then you just move to Dallas once you get too rich, where everything's tacky all the time. But no, so they had and it was at the Alden Hotel, so it was unbelievable food, and they had unlimited alcohol. Well, I wasn't getting drunk off of like the Jack and Coke that I usually drink, which is what I drink at a wedding because it's free. So I started drinking champagne. I'm sorry, pink champagne. And I got fucked up. I mean, I was wasted.
Did you get snookered?
I got drunk. And then, so we decided around 2 a.m. To go to Frank's Pizza downtown, which, here's a plug for Frank's Pizza, delicious. And
you have no idea how good that pizza actually is.
It's very good. I've been there. I've eaten it sober.
Okay. Okay, all right.
I do eat some places sober.
Things taste different?
They taste better.
Better?
They taste better when you're drunk, okay. Which is why Chapultepec is still like in business and all those like taquerias. It's not because they're serving great cuisine. It's because they're open. Because they're open. And I decided that it would be a smart idea to literally scream my friend Nora's name down the block 9 times. And I'm not talking like, "Nora, come back." I'm like, "Nora!" Like, scream. I just wanted to get a public intoxication arrest, apparently. And I was...
Because your office would be real happy about that.
Yeah, the DA's office would be all thumbs up to that. I could be in the news.
Are you ever at your job and thinking, if they only knew about my little dirty little secret radio show?
Well, no. I wonder if they knew about like my cocaine habit.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, all right, no. Okay.
I guess working for Baylor makes that a little bit more risky.
Well, Baylor, you get fired if you dance.
No, you don't get fired if you dance.
You get fired if you use electricity.
No, you don't. That is a rumor.
Motor-operated car.
I drove a Ford Explorer all through my college years.
If you don't use sheep to cut your lawn.
No, that's not true either.
The Amish University in Waco. The great thing about Waco is that they still take checks, which just shows you how backwards that town still is.
Hey, by the way, I was reading because I always get information about Baylor working for them, and somebody pointed out the Wikipedia has a page on
Baylor. Encyclopedia on...
Yeah, which I like Wikipedia a lot. And
I just discovered it.
I went there, and you may not find this interesting at all, but the two people who go to Baylor that listen will, it's really interesting. Whenever you look at anything that's not published by Baylor about Baylor... The conservative Christian movement, like the Pat Robertsons and those guys of the world, don't like Baylor because we're too liberal. And then the rest of the world doesn't like Baylor because we're too Christian. Yeah. And so
too Christian or too conservative?
Too Christian. Like one of the big things, and this is now in the news now, but about 4 years ago, we hired the leader in the intelligent design research that's actually research. I mean, everybody talks about it like, oh, what is this? But it's actually a science, and there is a leading researcher. Baylor hired him, and all of the Baylor alum that are not for Baylor being a strong Christian university just went ape nuts when we did that. And why did you do this? This is horrible. This is a terrible thing for our reputation. Meanwhile, all of the Christian people in the world, all of the Pat Robertsons or James Dobson's family, Focus on the Family, loved it and were praising Baylor for this huge step forward. Mm-hmm. A few years later, they didn't renew his contract.
Right.
So everybody flipped sides.
Yeah.
It's just Baylor is constantly struggling with. We want to be a Christian university. We want to be strong in our faith and our values. We also want to be a leading university. But for some reason, not many people really want Baylor to do that. So,
Because everyone's against Baylor.
Yes, it is. It's a big conspiracy. No, it's just anytime you try to walk a line like this show, people say, "Well, what is your show about?" Well, it's just us. Well, we don't want you to be you. We want you to have a gimmick. We want you to have a shtick. We want you to. Are you a sports show? Well, no, obviously not. Are you a?
We have the sports
political
minute.
Show. That was just a tease for the sports minute, right?
<We're> expanding.
But you know, I think people are uncomfortable when people don't fit into a certain mold.
And certainly, the people in Waco don't fit into any kind of a mold.
I don't know why you have to lump Baylor in with Waco. That's like lumping me in with Bay City.
Well, let's see. Let's do a little analysis.
All right.
Baylor is in Waco.
Right.
Okay. Waco is known for crazy cult. Christian cult. It was based in the Bible.
My freshman year, we commemorated the third anniversary of the Davidian debacle.
You commemorated it at Waco?
Out near the compound.
Yeah.
With a barbecue. We did. That's a true story.
Oh, God.
And I probably shouldn't admit that on anything recorded, but we did. And
that's like when I had my mini bonfire at A&M.
Did you?
Just to roast marshmallows. I mean,
no, it was very meaningful. And
a lot of crazy people died. I like to go out to, what was it where the people drink the Kool-Aid? That thing. Well, if I knew where it was, this joke would have been funnier, but I like to go out there and drink Kool-Aid.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of jokes, you and I had a good time last night joking online.
The Golden Globes.
Yeah, the Golden Globes. Catherine and I don't get to participate in any of y'all's fun anymore.
Because you're out in Bay City.
For some reason, that drive just gets longer every day. Mm-hmm. And it's not. It only takes me an hour to get here, but I keep thinking it's going to take an hour and a half.
Well, so. the invitation was open to come join us.
I know.
All we did was
sit in the Catherine's heights. Our social calendar, and she hadn't been plugged into the Gmail.
She was on Gmail today.
Anything but work. She's back on it now, I think. But
raising hell.
Is she?
I noticed like there, we have like 85 threads that she hasn't commented on in the last couple weeks, and she read every single one of them and was like, here's my opinion on this. And then everyone was like, thanks, Kath.
We're going to have her opinion on the new season of American Idol, which is happening tonight, and she's at home watching it. And probably,
I'm very concerned because I've got a TiVo conflict going on that I didn't anticipate.
Oh, really? What's your conflict?
My conflict is American Idol along with... There's two things, actually. American Idol along with Gilmore Girls.
Oh, shut up.
Along with... What else is on tonight?
So you don't have
I think
conflict.
Girlfriends is on UPN right now. That's another
conflict.
You don't really
watch that.
The Girlfriends on UPN? No.
Yes. Does your roommate...
Yeah, of course my roommate watches Girlfriends. Does she? She's very into it. She's African-American.
Yes, she is. Sweet gal.
Girlfriends is actually... Oh, I watched the best special episode of Girlfriends the other night because it's on like at 2 a.m. And it was the episode where they had Kimberly Elise, which if you've... I don't know. She's a black actress. And she had the AIDS.
Oh.
And it was a very... And you know, Diana Ross's daughter, who's the lead on that show, avoided getting AIDS because Kimberly Elise stole her husband. It was very dramatic. Oh, but here's the scene. So they're in the kitchen, and like, she's told everyone I have AIDS, but you can still touch me. And then so they're like, oh, we love you. And so then they're like in the kitchen making dinner, and I saw this coming. She's like cutting vegetables with a knife. And they're all like lackadaisical. You know, and then she's like, she cuts her finger, and literally everyone backs up like 10 feet. And then they threw the knife away in the trash can. It was
no,
a big
they
deal.
Didn't.
And then at the end of the episode, they came back to it. And Diana Ross's daughter comes back. She pulls the knife out of the trash can and just puts it in the dishwasher because she's not afraid of AIDS or people with AIDS.
I'm afraid of AIDS.
Well, I
will tell you right now, AIDS... AIDS, it may not scare Chuck Norris, but it scares
me. You know,
me.
I'm very educated about AIDS and HIV and stuff like that. I even worked for the AIDS Foundation of Houston, volunteered for them for a while. But you know what? If someone with AIDS cut their finger with my knife, it would be going in the trash can.
Yeah,
and I know it's totally irrational, but, you know.
That's like my...
It's totally irrational.
And we're not
going to
talk,
nice
a lot about this, but we're getting into Golden Globes. It's kind of like my fear of Brokeback Mountain. I'm serious.
You still are very afraid of watching that movie. And
I
am. We won the Golden Globe Award.
It won 4.
You're not the only one, though. I know a lot of guys, even I know a couple of girls that are not going to go see it.
I'm not the only one. Larry David wrote a column for the New York Times.
Article.
Have you read this?
Yeah, I have.
It's so brilliant. I'm just not going to see it.
Read a little clip from it.
All right. I wasn't prepared to read a clip from it, but I will. Gay guys always seem like they're having a great... Oh, he's talking about how basically the reason he doesn't want to see it is because he's very easily influenced. And if he sees it, he may be convinced that he'll become gay.
Right.
And of course, being the co-creator of Seinfeld, he ends it with, not that there's anything wrong with
right,
that.
Right, not that there's anything wrong with that. But if you read the whole article, what's it from again?
It's New York Times. And if you go to nytimes.com, you can probably pull it up. Even though it was from the first of the year, it's from January 1st. But it's very funny.
Because he talks about how he gets along with many gay men and you know.
I love gay people. Hey, I've got gay acquaintances, good acquaintances, who know they can call me anytime if they had my phone number. I'm for gay marriage, gay divorce, gay this and gay that. I just don't want to watch two straight men alone on the prairie fall in love and kiss and hug and hold hands and whatnot. That's all. Is that so terrible? Does that mean I'm homophobic? And if I am, well, that's too bad. Because you can call me any name you want, but I'm still not going to that movie.
First of all, I want to know what you think. I mean, okay, so based on that, it's hilarious and obviously very tongue-in-cheek. But what do you really think?
It's
that
not tongue-in-cheek. He's very serious
well,
with that.
But do you really think that
you
that's...
You need to respect Larry David's boundaries.
I respect his boundaries. I'm not respecting yours here right now. Do you really think that if you go see that movie, and we're talking about this again.
You get worried when we talk, but we're not talking about gay. We're talking about this specific
right.
instance.
No, because you're not the only guy that I know that won't go see it.
Sure.
But is it because you think that it's literally like kissing and hugging and holding hands? Because
yes.
There's like 2 minutes of that.
Okay, that yes, that's the main part of it. Because, and I'll tell you, what's weird about this is American History X.
Which I
won't
see.
What in the world is that noise? I think our phone's ringing.
Oh.
I'm not sure, though, and this takes forever to figure out, so... Jeez, who's wrecking...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Did someone call?
Yeah.
Hi.
Caller.
Congratulations. You've wrecked the show. Congratulations.
Awesome. Well, you told me 15 minutes, and I got really bored.
Ah, yeah.
And it's all about me.
Okay. Well, we'll skip Golden Globe talk then. Heaven forbid we stick with the pace of the show.
No, I almost didn't recognize it was you without the tingle of a cocktail in your hand there, Catherine.
Yes, well, I've moved to wine.
So it's silent.
By the way, she doesn't buy regular size bottles of wine.
I try to
defend my wife on this issue, but she doesn't buy regular size bottles of wine.
She buys the box.
No, she doesn't buy the box. She buys the 1.5 liter.
Is that the moonshine jug?
It's amazing what you can get in a keg nowadays.
It really is.
It's on tap at our house.
A truer statement has never been said.
Awesome.
Why do our callers force me to switch gears like this?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay,
but
so
deal with it. Jump on your toes. So I have notes.
Okay, but can I set up this call that we were gonna do after the break?
Well, you already kind of set it up with the Tuesday night.
Well, it's Tuesday night. It's American Idol premieres on Fox. Now, the premiere of Idol, or AI, as I like to call, as a devotee, this is the fifth season of American Idol. And they started off the show in Chicago, in the Windy City. Was that a good setup?
She can't hear us right now.
Or should I have done
so
more?
So I just want to know how
good,
long.
But the audience.
Yeah. Hey, we're here, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, that was great.
So they started off in the Windy City. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so they started off in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a few like tidbits of memorable
seriously, this could be forever long.
From the 2-hour
premiere. Because
she's
really just on a roll.
Yeah. That was on tonight.
You got to be careful because she's tricky,
starting
though.
Starting with, you know, apparently Simon
Cowell. If we let her go too long, she knows she's suspicious.
Evie was watching the show, and she turned to me, she said, he's mean.
Who's this? Simon who?
Cowell.
Which one is that?
The cute British one that's mean to everybody.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, and so I'm giggling because he's so mean.
Or because she's drunk.
And Evie's like, oh, he's mean, Mommy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably stop smiling about that. So I had to act like I was disapproved of his truthfulness, which is what it really is, his honesty, which is so attractive.
Speaking of attractive honesty, Catherine, this is getting kind of boring.
Sorry.
Have you?
Okay, so I'll move on. So they did this whole, well, that's kind of boring now. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there's this girl came in, you know, and you know how the little 17-year-old teeny boppers slutted out.
Yeah.
And this girl's idol.
I'm going to keep it off unless you said
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
You can just imagine. She was like, oh, Christina Aguilera, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, so she came in with white blonde hair.
Oh. Okay, if I hold
and
my hand
I don't know
up,
if you guys
that means
you
we're
the
on.
Color
oh.
of
down
the
means
Louis Vuitton
okay, so
strap
we're off.
When it's
okay.
been worn.
So she can't hear us right
nice,
now.
But everybody else can.
Dark.
She's wasted.
Round,
listen to her slur.
I guess.
She's
like,
not,
you know, leather tends to do
she's
worn.
Not, she's not even making
a
sense
a nice
to herself,
patina.
Kendall. And your daughters
That's
are with her right
like.
Now.
They're asleep.
A worn
or drugged
strap.
I'm only an hour away if anything happens.
And this was commented on by Simon and Paul Abdul and Randy. And
wait, which one's Randy? Don't, what?
Do you seriously
It's
not
a
know?
New season. I haven't watched in like 3 years.
It's not that I don't get new judges, Kendall.
He's the black rap mogul, Randy Jackson.
Oh, he was the one that was in Genesis.
Who had,
That's
I believe,
true.
Gastric bypass or something.
And he's thin
or
now.
Or the band. Right. What I don't know what. So he had some sort of surgery and lost a whole bunch of weight. Good for him. And has kept the weight off.
Dance.
I've lost a lot
and
of weight, too.
And he's got new frames, so he's all hip
all
and cute.
The thing about me
so
is the way that I...
They all commented on this complexion that this girl had, along with the 3 pounds of eye makeup, which I thought was Ashley Simpson, but she attributed Christina Aguilera,
oh
so whatever. But anyway,
so
they brought her mom in to see what
I
she got
love
her
my
in.
Wife, but this is...
Anybody?
No. Wait. No, we're listening to you.
No, they brought her mom. They said, go get your mom.
They
her mom,
the mom
comes
in?
Out,
I don't know what she's
a Paris
about.
Hilton
she
denim
She doesn't know what she's talking
skirt.
About. She's in delirium right
a,
now.
Which, by the way,
she's
FYI
probably
for
on,
all you guys
you know, God
and
knows what.
I'm pay offended.
Attention. That means that her ass was showing.
Her what was what?
Her ass was showing?
Right.
Oh, so, and wait.
How was it showing?
It's very short skirt. It was not flattering. It's not even flattering for Paris Hilton.
Wait, so who was the other judge?
I don't know about that.
Who's the other judge, Catherine?
Paula Abdul.
And who's that?
Oh, shut up. You know who Paula Abdul is. Catherine, he's screwing with you.
Oh, really? You're not? Thanks.
What?
Whatever.
It's for the listeners. Some of our listeners may not know.
Right.
Well, then you need to tune into Fox. On Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. Thank you very much.
Why is it on two nights?
I don't know. Tomorrow night. Oh, but I haven't gotten there yet. But tomorrow night they're going to Denver.
Oh.
Tonight's Chicago. Tomorrow's Denver.
Why are they going to Denver? Who they're going to find in Denver?
Hippie.
John.
Chicks.
Denver. Get it.
John Denver. Yeah.
He died. That's sad.
Oh. Way to go, Kendall.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, so anyway. What else happened? Any other good people?
Wait, here's my question, Catherine. Yeah. Have you spotted the next idol? Because I've spotted the idol in the first episode every single season.
No, you wouldn't spot it in this episode.
They're not having anybody good? No one's made it to Hollywood yet?
There were two sets of twins, both African-American guys.
You can
say
black.
That made it through. And I already have when I described Brandy. However, these guys, they were hipper.
Is that Ryan's roommate, Brandy?
No, my roommate's Jamie.
And I said Randy.
Randy.
Not a black male.
And who's Randy again?
I can't.
Shut it. Anyway, the two sets of twins made it through, and they were very good. And I was impressed with them. And there was a crazy guy who totally sucked ass, but they let him through, and I don't know how. I think just because they were bored and he was entertaining.
Ryan,
you should totally
audition. Yeah, really.
So, okay, that's great. So everybody should watch.
What a great review, Catherine. Thanks so much for that.
You should come on every week and review a different TV show.
Yeah, I should. Anyway, so next week I already said it was Denver. But that's not the kicker.
Oh, really?
What's the kicker?
So I've got a TiVo'd, right?
Because I mean, because last week we had Joey on, and this is exactly what happened with Joey, and you're letting it happen again.
And I'm trying to get more callers on.
It's really difficult otherwise.
She doesn't even know what, I mean, listen to her. She's crazy.
So
my wife is not crazy.
You're right. She's not crazy. She's wasted.
She's not.
I've got my keg of wine.
Actually, she sounds all coked up, really.
I'm pausing. I push play, and it's the clip from the Houston News comes on, right?
Oh, did they do their usual? Oh. If you think American Idol is only in there, then watch our news.
Yeah, let's talk about the Houston.
No,
give
not.
Me the mic. Give you the mic.
Let me finish what I'm saying, Ryan, and then it can be your show again. Right now, it's Catherine.
Speaking of, give
show.
Me the mic. You've got to remind me about the preemption of Scrubs
anyway,
last week.
For give me the mic.
Mayor Nagin from New Orleans.
For
right,
hair lips
bought a house
that needed
Dallas,
surgery.
Is still the mayor of New
oh
Orleans.
Oh my gosh.
He
are
can't,
we talking
he
about Katrina
off.
Now?
And I don't really care what he has to say, so I'm not paying attention.
It sounds
but then
like
he
us
says,
listening
quote,
to this
And
call.
I wrote it down. I had to rewind it.
She's
and
like manic.
It twice to make
this
sure
reminds
I heard
me
it
of Patty Duke. You know,
okay, so this is what he said?
Right.
Okay, we're ready.
This is a direct quote from Mayor Nagin.
From Mayor Nagin. Okay.
Of New Orleans.
All right, go.
He says,
what did he say?
We need to
rebuild
one that should be a. This city will be chalk.
Oh, fun with
today.
A soundboard.
Really?
Yes. And so I'm thinking, you know, Godiva or Giardelli? Because San Francisco has Giardelli, and I like Giardelli better than Godiva.
This is a very, Catherine, this is only the day after MLK Day. I don't know if this is very appropriate.
That's inappropriate is what it is.
I just was hungry. I'm drinking red wine. What goes better than
red wine? Did you hear that? Wed wine?
She said red.
She said wed.
She tried to say red.
Mm. I have to go.
Honey, I said
red. Thank you very much.
I am so thankful that you called. Did you finish that 1.5 liter?
Not yet.
She's 0.5 liters away.
Well, she drank 0.5 the first night. She called it two glasses.
Then she bought a new one, so she actually has 2.5 to go.
I had two glasses.
It was two glasses.
How big were your 18-ounce glasses are not glasses.
Yeah, she doesn't understand that a glass of wine is 4 ounces.
Right. Oh, very good. That's according to the
I have a sports bottle filled
DPS.
With wine. There's something wrong with that.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Kendall? She's got a sports bottle filled with wine?
No.
I don't think
no.
that
just
Catherine.
Just when I go running.
Very good, Catherine. Clever girl, clever girl.
That was. I think you should end on that one, honey.
Yeah, let's go out with a bang.
All right, well, anyway, when y'all talk about the Golden Globes, don't forget to mention that Reese Witherspoon is apparently pregnant, and I don't know how I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
And how I needed a third child as well, because I modeled my life after her.
You took
she
one of my
is
questions.
Not a drunk.
She took one of my
how
questions.
How dare you call Reese Witherspoon an
and
alcoholic?
Catherine, what? I was supposed to have a pop culture quiz with Kendall, and you just
sorry.
Took one of my questions.
I'm sorry, but on that note, Ryan, talk him into letting me have a third child. I have to.
Okay.
No.
Love you. Yeah.
So
honey, honey, you already have your hands full with two kids and the bottle.
Oh, I can get rid of Caroline.
Okay. All right. Love you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So, third kid, huh?
No. I really don't want a third kid because I don't.
So, are you? What if you had like 10 kids and then you can be like the living version of that show, Just the 10 of Us?
Was that funny?
It was funny, but you can make it like an hour-long drama.
Okay, listen, we've been talking for 25 minutes straight, so when we come back, we'll talk about the Golden Globes. We've also got the, you're going to give me a quiz,
yes.
Right, on something.
Yes.
And then I'm going to give you a quiz on sports.
I'm going to give you a quiz on pop culture, that's what I'm giving you a quiz on.
Okay, I'm going to give you a quiz on sports.
And I will beat you.
Is it exciting?
It's very exciting.
Stay tuned. We all know the girls that I am talking about. Well, they are time bombs and they are ticking. And the only question's when they'll blow up. And they'll blow up, we know that without a doubt. 'Cause they're those girls. Oh. Yeah.
Wait, I don't think, am I past that?
Yeah, you're here, we're both kind of quiet.
Do you love how, like, it obviously knowledgeable at radio I am, that every time that we come in back from a segment, I'm like, am I on?
am I here?
am I on the radio yet?
I love it. I just think it's very, very real.
Yeah.
Nobody that's listened has said, I like you guys, but you're a little too polished.
Yeah, we're very,
nobody's
way too
that.
Polished.
You know, maybe you should just loosen up a little bit.
I don't know what I would do if, like, you had to be absent one night and I had to take over the control board, because literally it would just be in and outs of, hey, ma, you go, look, ma, because I would just keep cutting everyone out. Oh.
Kind of like we were doing with Catherine?
Yes, but not
quite
as entertaining.
That is funny, though, that Nagin comment she was trying to tell us about, that he wants New Orleans to be a chocolate city.
Is that what? Oh, did he really?
Yes.
Oh, said, I didn't even hear that.
He was
that
talking
quote.
About everybody coming back, and he said, I want New Orleans to be a chocolate city. Trying to encourage all of our African American friends from New Orleans to go back.
Oh, he didn't want it to be like chocolate. He wanted
no.
To be like
yes,
he black
wanted,
chocolate.
Yeah, he wanted all the
African
the color
chocolate.
Back. Yeah.
Well, too bad we've got them now.
That's right. They're all here in Houston.
Well, and then a couple of them got moved to Rita. I mean, got moved
what?
Due to Rita.
Now they're in Arkansas. All those people are like, what are all these black people doing?
They're the leftover riffraff. And they're not just black people, they're poor people. Which
that's right.
No one wants, and that's not racially biased.
I know Joey wrecked the show last week, but he does a lot of funny stand-up stuff. And he does a bit where he's President Bush, and he thinks that all black people are evacuees.
President Bush does think all black people.
Every black person, he refers to them as an evacuee in the skit. It's pretty funny stuff.
Kanye West.
Doesn't make up for the fact that he wrecked our show.
Kanye West said it best.
President
oh, hello.
Bush.
Hello.
Somebody come in?
Yes.
Were they trying to vacuum?
Yeah, one of the vacuumers tried
see,
to come in.
We need
the
to
studio.
Start keep coming on Sunday nights.
They're like, what's happening here?
Please ignore that sound in the background. It's just the cleaning lady.
Anyway, what we were talking about before was the Golden Globes.
Yes, yeah. Let's get back to that. That was fun. We were talking on, we were kind of chatting back and forth on Gmail for a little while until you actually got friends to watch it with you, and then you stopped talking.
No,
to
my
us.
Friends were with me the entire time. It's
what
just...
what was funny about it, though, and this was I made the statement. It was very true. Catherine and I weren't actually talking; we were just communicating. Even though both with our laptops in our living room with our wireless internet, talking through Gmail instead of actually. Saying something across the room.
Well, and that's why I got off, because I was sitting with my friend Bree, and I told her that y'all weren't communicating, that y'all were just Gmailing back and forth within the same room. So she said, in fact, I think she got on there and said, for the sanctity of your marriage, we're going to get off Gmail so that you have to start communicating.
Well, I am glad somebody's concerned about our marriage. I really am.
We all are. We're all very concerned.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that third kid.
Where were you guys 6 years ago?
Let's take a vote. But no, the Golden Globes were very exciting. Yes, last night. I think the most exciting part was probably Drew Barrymore's nipples.
Oh my goodness, that was exciting.
Did you see her homemade dress? You know, here's the thing that I don't understand about these female celebrities, because it's like every year. It's not just every once in a while that it's like, oh, my nipple's showing. Like every single award show, there's a new surprise celebrity that's like, I can't believe the light's shone through my dress. Well, why not?
Because who was that?
Well, like in the past, it's been Jennifer Lopez.
Are you talking about Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, Drew.
Well, she just had like the poke through action going.
No, but that's not the point. I mean, it's okay. Like
And Drew knew that was going to be it.
Well, I'm saying that they all know. They're all performers. Right. They've all been in front of lights a lot. They've all been on stage. They've all seen Jennifer Lopez's nipples and Gwyneth Paltrow's nipples. And I'm not saying that that the nipples are a bad thing to see. I think that I enjoy them. Everyone does.
I do.
And, I mean, but don't you know, get a clue, you know, like... Some dresses we can see your nipples, but did you see how they cut right up to her head once like the cameraman saw that we could see the nipples? Because I had it on TiVo, and I rewound it and I checked on it again.
You what on it?
I checked on it. I wanted to make sure that was an accurate that was an accurate story. I didn't want to just be reporting something that wasn't true.
Okay, so what else happened last night? Golden Globes, anything that you really enjoyed?
You know, the thing I love about the Golden Globes is everyone's drunk and they all have the best speeches.
They do.
I thought Gina Davis had the best speech.
You know who had the best speech? My favorite actor, Peter Lorre from House.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, he's my favorite actor. I don't know his first name. But yeah. That's my favorite television character right now. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, The House?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've never seen the show, but I know who he is.
It's so good.
It's on Fox,
and people think it's really one of those shows that's about him. It's not about, because everyone's like, well, we're just curing some stupid disease every week. No. It's all about how much of an ass he is.
Yeah, he's a total jerk on the show, isn't he?
He's brilliant, and you love him for it. And if you're not watching House, you should definitely, all you need to do is give it one shot, I think. It's a one-shot show.
Well, he had a good his speech. He took the pieces of paper out of his pocket, and he was like, it's like a raffle. Whoever he pulls out, he was going to thing. But did you not see Gina Davis when she was like telling the story about how the little girl tugged on her dress?
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I was getting ready to type in "I want to kill her" until she said that didn't really happen.
Right. She said the little girl tugged on her dress and said, "Nat, because of you, I can be president." And Gwyneth Paltrow was like all pregnant, and like aw. And then
the whole audience went aw.
Yeah. And then she totally pulled it out from under them.
She said that didn't really happen.
The best Golden Globes year was the year that Sharon Stone was there, and she was wasted, and she was all crazy looking, and she was like, every time they went to a table, Sharon Stone was there, like sitting there. Oh, and another thing, like Reese Witherspoon, her husband Ryan Phillippe,
yes,
who I think was totally smashed, he and Shirley MacLaine in her wig were like best friends the whole night. Like they were just like, that was a fun table.
Let me, there was, speaking of people, what, because I don't know what was going on, I don't know. Something happened, and all of a sudden Melanie Griffith was introducing her daughter.
Yeah.
And I don't know what for. I don't know what happened.
Because there's a generational, it's like, she's like the vampire slayer. To every generation, every second generation actress or actor gets to like be the presenter of the Golden Globes. And so this year it was Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's daughter.
What
smug
is she
face. She was totally unhappy looking. She's done like some indie film or like a Crest commercial or some shit. But you wouldn't know. She looks so miserable. Although, did you catch Melanie Griffith's tat? Classy.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, Melanie, you know, you spent enough work to get that face stretched up behind your head. Why don't you like do something about the, you know, chicken
flaps
or something?
Does she act still?
Yeah, she's on actually a really good show on the WB called Twins. And she's quite funny.
You watch a lot of WB, Ryan.
I watch a lot of TV, period, because I've got the TiVo. You know, man. And there was also another competition that was going on last night, I think, was for, speaking of Hugh Laurie, ugliest wife.
Really?
Hugh Laurie's wife was very ugly. There was another ugly wife. Several ugly wives there. Yeah. I mean, what happened to the old Hollywood where you dump the old one and then you get the new young one?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
good old
I have
days.
No respect for these people that are just sticking with their wives, sticking with their old ugly wives.
Oh no, there's some obvious faithfulness there. You know, when they show up with somebody like that, you're like, okay, you could definitely do better.
All in all, I thought and I also like the Golden Globes because they're on time.
You know what I don't like
no
about
fake
the Golden
pattern.
The Golden Globes are so, I mean, it's just unabashed. It was amazing to me because half the movies you haven't heard of, and all of them are very edgy.
Half the movies you haven't heard of.
Half the movies most people haven't heard of.
What? Really?
Most people. Yeah, most people have not heard of even Capote.
Oh, well, that's true. I haven't seen that.
Most people haven't heard of Transamerica.
Yeah.
Most people haven't heard of... I had the list here somewhere. But yeah, no. Most people have not heard of most of the movies that are... And where was King Kong? Snub. And I've seen it, and it is darn good.
Yeah, you know what? Because it was Good Night and Good Luck. A lot of people haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Now, I know people that have seen it, and I've seen some of these movies. But, you know, I guess that's really true. Like, there hasn't been a lot of big budget.
And even the TV shows, House isn't highly rated. Weeds
oh,
is highly
Weeds.
Rated.
Oh, that was the other thing. I was so happy because I don't know if anybody has Showtime, but if you do, watch Weeds. It's the best show. It's about a dope dealing mom in suburbia. And it's hilarious.
It was her against Desperate Housewives in that category.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Four from Desperate Housewives versus her, and she beat all of them.
Right. Well,
she got up there and she kicked them all in the teeth.
As she should. She's a really great
rubbed
actress.
Rub their faces in the ground.
Terry Hatcher was a little over the top last night. I'm thinking Terry Hatcher needs to back out of the spotlight a little bit.
Lay off the sauce.
And they had the new Superman on last night, who was about as interesting as a cardboard cutout. I'm like, where's Dean Cain? At least, you know, he was half Chinese.
Let's, before we go to break, because I'm feeling we're talking too much about Golden Globes, we're trying something new this week.
It's very exciting, something
it
new.
It is. I wish I had music to play for
it. I sound like
it.
Danny Bonaducci.
It's so exciting.
I sound like Harvey
you
Firestein.
You do kind of sound like Danny Bonaducci. Danny Bonaducci or Harvey Firestein.
Either way, it's not a good combination. I'm either Crackhead or Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof.
That's not what I know Harry for. Harvey for me.
You're really great. You're going to totally fail this quiz. I've got a pop culture quiz.
I know.
Quiz.
I'm going to know them all and not be able to say them.
Well, let's hope I can get the questions phrased right.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Are you ready for it?
Okay.
Okay, here's where we'd have the fun musical intro.
Okay.
And now we're going to start the quiz. Okay. Now, this is a softball. The first question that I'm giving you is a softball, and you can play at home. And then we'll grade at the end. I only have 5 questions.
Okay.
Which two famous Hollywood stars have announced that they are having a baby?
Well, my wife gave one away, and that's Reese.
No. They're having a baby together, mother and father.
Oh. Is that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
Very good. See, it was a softball. That was a softball for
you. And I will say that y'all's little Gmail, anything at work, is probably going to help me on the curve there.
Yeah,
too.
You're getting a little bit of a, you know, ooh. Which famous Hollywood couple just announced that they will be getting a divorce? The most recent divorce. I can give you a clue. Dun, 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 dun. Tell me when
Alec
you want the
Trebek?
Clue. No, tell me when
no,
you
No, that's not the clue.
That's the waiting music. Tell me when you want the clue
okay,
and I'll
I
give it
to
you.
I want the clue. I want the clue.
Okay. He was in a few episodes of Life Goes On. Dun, dun, dun,
I don't.
Dun. Dun 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 dun. Tell me when you want another clue. I'll give you one.
I want another clue.
Boys Don't Cry.
Well, dun, but no, dun, stop. Dun. Because last night, I don't know if you noticed, you didn't watch the pre-show, did you?
I watched some of it.
Oh, one of my favorite part. Okay, if you watched any of the pre-show, Isaac
Mizrahi,
he was horrible. And I know he had an ongoing bet with somebody that he was going to try to mention underwear to as many people as possible.
Okay.
But when he interviewed Hilary Swank, who you're alluding to.
Yes, I am. That's
Hilary
two.
Swank. No. Listen, though. He said, so are you on the on the dating scene or whatever? And she goes, we're still trying to work out our marriage.
Well, then they shouldn't have sent out a press release about how they're getting a divorce.
Well, maybe that they're separated and working on their marriage. But she was very upset and pretty much left right after that.
Oh, yeah, I think I was too.
It was pretty funny. He was like, so, you moving on? You looking for somebody? And she's like,
Yeah,
I'm
so
I'm
glad
not
that
single.
they dumped Kathy Griffin for Isaac Mizrahi. And that's all Ryan Seacrest is doing. Okay, here's another one.
Who apparently, how do I know all this crap? Steven Spielberg may be behind that.
Maybe because behind Spielberg, Kathy Griffin?
Yeah, because Spielberg tried to get her to retract a joke she made about the little girl that acts like she's 50.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The actress. The
A little girl who... Oh, Dakota Fanning?
Yeah. And because Spielberg loves Dakota Fanning, told her to retract it. She said, I'm not retracting. It was a joke.
Right.
At some award show. And he said, well, then I'm going to blackball you or whatever. She's like, fine, I'm not in any of your movies anyways.
Okay, here's another one. And this is
I apologize for the last 30 seconds of radio.
I know, I'm just erasing it from the record. Which mom-to-be, and there were several at last night's Golden Globes, was throwing back champagne on the Golden Globes and was caught? Dun, 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 dun. And if you need a hint.
Hint. I should ask for hints, sir.
You can't. I mean, you're not even going to give it a try? Okay, I'll give you a
Gwyneth
hint.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, not Gwyneth Paltrow. It was.
Is she pregnant?
She is pregnant, though. But you want to try another one?
Sure.
It's Reese Witherspoon. I just rephrased the question so you got confused. But if you notice, like, there was one of the last segments, Reese was all, like, had a like glass of wine, and then the camera caught her, and she was all, oh. And then today, they announced that she was pregnant with their third baby.
Well, maybe she took the test after the show last night. Yeah. Took a little home pregnancy test after the show.
They did the press release that fast?
Well, sure, yeah.
You know nothing about celebrities. Okay. Which excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You meant that as an insult.
Sorry. It is an insult. Okay, which pop sensation recently collapsed at a performance in Japan?
Now, we talked about this last week.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
I'm embarrassed that I know. Ashley Simpson.
You know all these, Kendall. You're doing pretty good. What are you? You've missed.
I think it's y'all's Anything But Work group.
You missed one. Yeah, it's really. Oh, here's one that you don't know. This is the hardest one.
All right.
Which starlet did George Lopez insult publicly at an awards show recently?
Reese Witherspoon.
No, she's already been an answer. She's not.
She was an answer twice anyway. I figured I'm going to.
No, she wasn't answered twice. I don't do double answers.
You did.
No, Reese Witherspoon.
She was a partial answer to the first
question. No, Reese Witherspoon was the drunk mom question.
She was also the which is pregnant.
No, that wasn't a question. That was a sub-question of the third question. Answer it. You keep avoiding when you don't
George
know.
George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Starlet?
Which starlet?
That I haven't named yet.
That you haven't named yet.
Probably young. Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Ugh.
But she is blonde. There's your hint. And it might be a stretch calling her a starlet. She's definitely a sensation.
Paris Hilton.
No.
Nicole Richie.
No. I mean, she's actually has some talent.
What the? I don't understand.
Okay. It's Jessica Simpson. He totally.
She's not a talented actress.
She's a singer, though. She's got some talent, and she's a starlet because she's not a star. But he talked about, he was like, he made some joke about how Nick Lachey wasn't there or something like that. And then he was like, then he asked her, oh, are you not ready for those jokes yet? You ruined this. You weren't supposed to get any. Not that you really did. I'm going to say that I win.
Now I ask you, after the break, 5 questions about sports.
Oh, great. I'm totally going to lose. But everyone's on the edge of their seat now.
Yes.
Come back to Kendall and Danny Bonaducci.
Demi Moore.
I have something to say before we start my quiz.
Okay.
That I just found out because I have the new Entertainment Weekly in my hands right now. And for those of you that are fans of Arrested Development, I just found this out from my Entertainment Weekly. But apparently ABC and Showtime have made bids on picking it up for a 4th season.
Now, I will tell you, I would rather ABC get it.
Why? I'd rather Showtime get it.
Because one of my favorite things about it is how they creatively get around.
Yeah, that's
things.
True. Yeah, but then ABC might like put the smack down and not let them to be as.
They're not real over the top or anything. They just kind of dance around the line, and I like that. And I think they would. I think they would do better on ABC. I think they would have a stronger initial push on Showtime. But I think if they're going to stay on for more than a couple more seasons, it needs to go to ABC.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd actually switch to Showtime if Showtime picks them up.
I think you're avoiding what we're actually getting ready for.
I think that I probably am.
All right. Let's do this. This is Ryan just quizzed me on celebrities, and I got all 5 questions right. And the bonus question.
No, I would hardly.
And the bonus question.
I would hardly qualify
as all.
I got all
of them right. It was stellar performance by me, so now it's Ryan's turn. And there's no pressure. Oh, don't look.
I can't even see it. I can't even reach your serial killer scratch anyway.
That's probably true. All right, this is an easy one. Where did The Rocket attend college?
University of Texas, Austin.
Very good.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who in this room attended University of Texas?
Me. Is that a question?
No, that was a sidebar.
Because I am a sports hero. I used to swim when I was in high school.
Well, Mac Brown called and told me to tell you congratulations and thank you for all of your help.
No problem. The Heisman is well worth it.
You didn't get the Heisman.
Oh. What is the Heisman? Is that
the Heisman
paper?
Yeah. This is possibly the most difficult one, so I'm just throwing them out there as I get to them on my list. I'm not putting them in any order. What college team, this is a Texas team, had a coach die suddenly this past week?
Is it the Red Raiders?
It is.
Wow. I am a sports.
Did you know that, or was that a shot in the dark?
No, I think I vaguely remember seeing something on Anderson Cooper.
Okay. What coach has announced that he may retire partially in part? Is that redundant? Partially in part due to his 18-year-old son committing suicide this past year.
Oh,
you can just tell me the team if you want.
Oh, what is it? I saw it.
You can tell
today.
Me his race if you want.
I know he's black.
That's right.
Oh, what is it? I've heard of this story, but partially in part, I don't know.
Tony Dungy.
What's from?
Indianapolis Colts.
Ah, well, I would have never gotten that.
Okay.
but I had heard of it.
Speaking of the Indianapolis Colts.
So I get a half a point. I get 75% of a point.
Okay. Name two. There's four.
Or three-fifths of a point,
teams,
rather.
There's four teams left in the NFL playoffs at this point. Okay. Name two.
The Texans is not one of them.
No, they are not.
The Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Let me see. It's not the Patriots, the Jaguar. No.
I'll let you give a final answer whenever you're ready.
Well, I know the Denver Broncos. I would say the New England Patriots because they've been in the Super Bowl the last 3 years. But I'm thinking it's not them.
Okay, that's probably a good thought.
What was the other team that was with the guy that has the mom that does the soup, Donovan McNabb? What's that team?
That's the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Who? What are the teams?
Let's see. There's the... Oh, gosh. There's the Broncos, and then in the NFC, the Seattle Seahawks are playing... who's going to Seattle?
Seattle, home of grunge. Birthplace of grunge.
Yes. Who did...
I can tell you things about the city.
And then Denver is playing... Pittsburgh, who beat Indianapolis this past week. That was a big upset.
Okay, so what are the four teams?
Pittsburgh,
Denver, Seattle,
and I don't remember the other one.
Well, so the only reason I even had Denver is because we talked about it earlier.
Did we?
I don't know if we talked on air. If we talked about Denver, I think.
We talked about the city of Denver. It had nothing to do with... Oh, yeah.
You asked me what are the... Okay. What's the thing?
All right. On that note, this is the final question. And I'm going to give myself a disqualification for not knowing the four teams all of a sudden.
Because I'm going to disqualify. I get 75% of a point.
I apologize for that. Oh, it was such a good game, too. And the Carolina Panthers. Sorry.
That's the one with the cheerleaders, right? Or was that the Jaguars? Oh, that's the thought. I thought the Jaguars were.
I can see how you get those confused, except that they're in different conferences.
And they're different. They're cats, though.
They are. Their colors are very similar. They both have kind of a teal color. Like that suit I used to have. Name all of the top level, and by top level, I'll define that for you. Major League Baseball, not minor league. NBA, not WNBA. NHL, not any sub hockey. And then NFL. The four big ones.
Four big
pro. What? The pro teams. Name all the pro teams in Texas.
Oh, in Texas. The pro teams. Well, okay. You've got the Astros, the Spurs, the Mavericks. Isn't that Dallas? Cowboys. Texans, although I don't know if I'll call them pro. The Arrows.
No, that's not NHL. That's why I was saying
National
that.
Hockey League?
Yeah, they're
I'm not allowed to say that.
They're sub league. They're like not NHL, they're CHL or something dumb like that. They're not. There is a National Hockey League team in
Texas Rangers.
That's baseball.
I'm allowed to say that though, right?
Yeah. You're obviously not saying them any sort of order.
Subcategory.
Can't be helping.
The Rockets or do basketball teams?
That's you're down. You've got one more.
The Rockets. God, there's nothing in Corpus Christi or El Paso.
It's in Dallas.
The Dallas, I said. Dallas Mavericks, Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Stars.
Yeah. That's right. You got them all.
I'm a sports genius.
See, it's not. We're both much more well-rounded than we think.
Half of those answers were a shot in the dark. Only because I've been watching CNN before I go to bed.
But you know what? There's a sport that's more important than any of those.
What's that? Roller derby.
That's right. That's right. Ryan and I both we didn't even plan this, but we both watched, at least I watched one episode of Roller Girls.
Best show on TV.
It is good.
It's on A&E.
Yeah, and it's about roller derby, which I always wanted to do roller derby. I've mentioned.
Is it a male? Do they allow male? Is it
they used to. Now it's mostly just females. It's more of a
as it
a
should
gimmick.
Be.
But it's a great sport. I love the sport of roller derby.
Yeah,
it's,
I learned. I had to explain the rules to, ironically, my lesbian friend Laurie.
You would think she would know.
Yeah. But so let me just further.
Does she like the WNBA? By the way,
no.
Okay. There are two types of lesbians: those that do and those that don't.
Well, I mean, obviously, she has no clue about sports if she didn't know what's going on with roller derby. But so here's the rules for those of you that don't know before we really get into the details of roller derby that is the magic of the show, Roller Girls. So the derby is like a round rink, and you have two teams that have like 7-8 people on it. I don't know, whatever. And so each team puts four members of their team together, and they're just rolling around the derby. And then there's two people called the jammers, which is an individual from each team, and they have to come through the group of eight people, go around and come around again. And for every person that they pass or jam through, they get a point for their team. And whoever is the head who passes first and touches their hips wins the jam, and they get the points.
Coming up next week, Ryan's going to explain the ins and outs of astrophysics.
That's very exciting. I'm so excited. I've been talking about roller derby all week. And there's a roller derby team in Houston. It was the cover of the Houston Press.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, yeah, it was. I was in Austin when I saw it, and it was all over the
news. Yeah, I don't think it's derby season right now, though.
No, it is, but they only race every other week.
Oh.
And so I'm like the 15th they were racing, and we left on the 13th or something.
I'm going to go see a derby. Like my top of my list, first thing I'm doing in Houston, or even if I have to go to Austin, is I'm going to go see a derby.
The Houston League, from what I understand, is
fledgling.
Fledgling is probably a good word for it. But the Austin League, yeah, they're going strong, especially with this show. And I listen to some of the radio stations there. They're all talking about it. But they race every couple of weeks. The 29th, I believe, is the next race.
Well, what the best part about it is that it's all these women.
We should go on a field trip and take the mic and interview some of them.
I want to interview. You know, a lot of them hang out at Catbirds on Westheimer, the bar on Westheimer, the Houston Derbyists. But the best thing is they're like these hot chicks that like.
Whoa.
That might be a stretch.
Back up.
That might be a stretch, but
they're chicks.
They're chicks.
Let's just call them chicks.
Well, I think what makes them hot is that they're totally like elbowing each other in the tooth and like pushing each other like over a rail and like totally beating the shit out of each other. It's like when Roller Girl went crazy in Boogie Nights and like beat that guy's head in with her skate. Like that's par for the course for these derby chicks. and they have like names like, but they have really creative names like, I can't. Clown.
I'll
clown
tell you
snack?
The best one. I'll tell
What's
you
the
best
one.
Blanche Davidian.
Blanche Davidian.
You can't top Blanche Davidian.
There's Lady Hades, Sister Mary Jane, Misconduct. I named all my girls. I gave all my friends that are girls, I gave them all derby names this week.
You can call them your girls. That's fine.
All my girls.
I don't think they'd be offended by that. Do you need some of that water there? You all right?
No, I'm so excited.
You get this guy talking about roller derby. You better have some water.
Well, everyone's thought I was like crazy like the whole week because people say roller derby and my eyes light up like it's Christmas.
And then you explain the ins and outs of the rules to them.
I love it.
Like they care.
Well, you should care because the sport is sweeping the nation.
Drink more water, Ryan. You're going to hurt yourself.
No, I have so much to say.
Okay, look. I know I said we were only going to do three segments, but I want to take a break so you can calm down. We'll finish talking about roller derby, which really was fun to watch, and we'll wrap up the show after this.
My voice is a little bit better now.
Yeah.
I had a pint, 1.5 pints of water. 1.5 pints.
Liters.
Liters.
If you want to call back to earlier in the show.
I just got very carried away there for a second.
Speaking of calling back to earlier in the show and 1.5 liter bottles of wine, you did give all of your girls nicknames, roller derby nicknames.
I did. I thought they were pretty awesome.
They were very good. They were very good. I wish I had printed those out. Sometimes I print out some of the.
Oh, I remember them.
Okay.
Well,
you don't need to tell who they are. Just give me some of the names you came up with.
One of them. Well, for your.
Well, Chelsea, who the listeners will know because
she didn't
have
a very good one. Chelsea was Little Vile.
Little Vile. That's good
because her last name is. Vials, but my favorite is
I'm
my,
sure she likes it.
My friend whose last name is Simons. She's Simon Says Kill. my friend Carlin. God bless her, and I know she hates this, but we have this nickname that we've given her, which is Car2D2, and she hates it. I'm sorry, Carlin, if you're listening.
If something comes up on y'all's Gmail chat, I like how I call it y'all's, like a distance from it. She'll research it in depth and then get back on
with
you
say,
in like 2 seconds.
Someone tell me about pomegranates, and like then Carlin comes back and she's like, she downloads. Anyway, she's Car2Destroy. we are with my friend Christy. She's Jesus Christ. For those Baylor listeners.
I wasn't laughing at that. That was a draw.
I know. And then Catherine was, of course, Lushly Lady.
Lushly Lady.
I think those were the best ones, though.
Those were good.
I need to really think so. Like, my friend Shelly's Shell Shocker. That's just like, blah.
Yeah. I really wanted to do roller derby, though. I know I've mentioned this very briefly on the show, but I did. I was an artistic roller skater.
That's right.
And I dreamed of turning that into something very masculine and sports oriented, and
would have wanted to lose the chiffon uniforms. Then
I don't know what you're talking about. There was a time that I did do the speed skating some too, but it bored me.
Like roller skating?
Yeah.
Okay.
It bored me though. I mean, it was just going around in circles over and over and over and over again.
You wanted ball.
I'd rather just.
Art of the dance.
Yeah,
involved.
I wanted to throw in a jump every once in a while, you know? Go around and around and around, jump, go around. Which is kind of what roller derby is. It's going around and around, but there's other stuff going on.
But it's much more violent.
Now, but the show itself is it that interesting?
I really think that, well.
I didn't find it that compelling. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, because I thought was compelling is that it follows like one derby between the two teams and like
one match.
Yeah, like the one match and it builds up to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those shows where you sort of have to get to know these characters, then you get into them.
Yeah.
And what I love about it is they also show like they are superheroes, like this, the other life, the other side of their life. Like one of them is a like elementary school teacher. You know, right. One of them works at a gas station, you know, like very, you know, very normal women around Austin that also love ultra-violent roller skating.
The one I saw, they showed them in a country and western bar, and it was these two girls that were very Austin.
Yeah.
In a very country.
Oh, they're all country, very Austin.
Country and western bar. And this one girl was dancing in her skirt, and they kept having to blur her crotch. Her skirt was so short. And all these country and western dancers were just looking at them, you know. Just looking.
Yeah, you haven't seen that. You haven't seen that much panties since the Real World Austin.
Actually, I don't know if it was panties they were blurring.
Probably not. Probably not on these Austin girls, which is code for I don't bathe, shave under my arms, or know what waxing does.
My future ex-sister-in-law takes great offense to that, sir.
What? Shaving under her arms?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to get myself in more trouble.
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
I gotta stop.
Talk
I gotta
to Liz.
Stop talking. No, not that future ex sister in law.
Oh, the other one that you got in trouble for talking about.
No, not even that one. I wasn't talking about anybody. Kendall. I just made it up. It was just a joke.
Yeah, but obviously. Now we all want to know which one it is.
The one that would have taken offense to that. Which the people who think that's
now they're all just mad at you.
No, there's only one, and my family knows who it is, and that's all I'm going to say. Dadgummit, I love my family, by the way, and.
Really? You couldn't tell.
I do. I love my family, and I am very fortunate to be a part of that family.
I'm just giving you a hard time because they all, like, were getting mad at you.
Well, they should have. Or should they? I don't know. But the point is, I love them. That's all that I can say.
I don't think that's going to save you.
No?
No.
Maybe not.
I don't sit here talking smack about my family, but then again, no one in my family
you
has a computer.
You started this the very first. If you don't think that, just listen to the very first show.
I talked about my stepmom. She's not my family. She's some random whore that fucks my dad. That'd be like me talking about prostitutes.
Now, would your dad be offended if he heard you say that?
My dad knows she's a whore. How do you think he met her? She said, "Oh, can I suck your dick?" And he's like, "I'm married."
Oh
but
my
okay.
gosh! I can't. No, stop that.
You see, you act like I haven't said this to her at one point or another.
Well, apparently. Okay.
We're very close. We had a dinner, actually,
well,
a couple nights ago.
I would never.
Mental note,
so
don't listen to show
five. I would just like to
five.
Point out to my family that I've never said anything on that level.
You probably don't have any whores in your family yet.
That's correct. Yet?
Well, I'm sure someone will end up being a whore at some point or get married.
Of course not.
Whatever.
Of course not.
I was about to say something terrible, but I'm not going to.
No. Please don't. Please don't say anything horrible. This is a very upright and
you've got a lot of ladies in your family.
Show.
There's a lot of potential.
Oh my gosh!
And
I
you live in Bay City.
Brought that.
I didn't bring up anything. I'm just saying.
You're talking about my daughters.
No. Why
speaking
would you say that about
which,
your daughters?
Speaking
Kendall?
Of which, have you heard the whole Howard Stern's daughter debacle?
Well, what happened?
This is a good note to end on because it's a lesson for anybody in radio. Stern has basically made a living of demeaning women. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not up for debate. That's not up for argument. His youngest daughter is now 22 years old.
Oh, really?
She starred or was starring or was in is probably a better word. No, she was the star of a off. I think there's three offs. Off Broadway show about Kabbalah. And it was done by a Jewish rabbi. It's a very confusing story, but basically, I'm glad I don't have the audio because I would play it and then I would feel bad about myself.
Right.
but she basically just makes a fool of herself dancing around talking about her body as being a temple, and it's just very over the top, and not to mention the fact that she gets naked. Well, now all the people like Opie and Anthony and other radio people who have beefs with him are totally exploiting this issue, and so it's kind of all coming back to bite Howard and the proverbial
and that
ass.
Poor daughter, like all she's trying to do is do some Kabbalah
yeah
theater.
But supposedly according to Howard on Larry King there was a disagreement between she and the director, and that's why she left the show. I'm sure it had nothing to do with Howard saying if you keep doing this you are no longer accessing
you're
the
off,
500
you're off the payroll.
Million that Sirius is now paying.
Yeah, is that how much he's getting paid?
500 million.
We need to get chicks with no shirts on in here.
Amen, brother. I didn't say that. Let's go ahead and end the show before I do anything else stupid. We're looking
we're on thin ice right now.
Yeah, we're looking at very seriously at doing that remote we've been talking about on March 5th. So don't plan to be out of town because that's Oscar night.
Yeah, Oscar.
And we're gonna have a big watching party / remote, and it should be a lot of fun. If you want to come, then let us know, and we'll make sure you do. Thanks for listening. Thanks for leaving comments on MySpace. Please keep doing that. It really, you think, well, it was fun and I enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a comment because it makes us look even that much cooler.
Yeah.
When you guys
and
leave
we like
comment.
Comments.
We
bad ones too.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of those this week.
Oh really? Well, you got them live.
Yeah, I've gotten a few of those. Yeah, if you have bad comments, why don't you just call me or email? I guess that's it.
And tell your friends.
Tell all your friends, especially those who have high-powered positions in radio.
And here's our address on MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/KNRshow. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Danny Bonaducci out.
Jeez. All right. You want to cough one more time before I turn off your mic?